I will be describing to you the members of my host family, from oldest to youngest, beginning with my host great-grandmother, Abuelita Alegría, which means happy. This woman is very faithful, a devout Catholic, often seen with her rosary in her hands, her fingers going up and down the beads, saying the Our Father and Hail Mary multiple times. Either that, or she'll be outside, spinning sheep wool, or peeling beans or peas for the dinner that night. She had a fall while I was away at work in my apprenticeship. She fell on the concrete and hit her shoulder. She was taken to a clinic, and unfortunately there was no operation or surgery to be done because of her old age and frail body. Her recovery was about 2 weeks, and she was back to normal, doing the things she had done before, walking up and down the stairs with assistance from someone else, feeding herself, going back to spinning the wool. Next comes my host dad, Edgar Roman Parra. He was a math and physics teacher at the local high school in Cuenca. I have fond memories of waking up early Saturday morning and joining him to the market. Think of a farmer's market times 10. We took the early bus and arrived at the market, and at first, yes, it was overwhelming. However, after several Saturdays in a row, there became a rhythm. We walked down those large and long aisles, picking and choosing the fruit and veggies and meat for that week. My host mother, Guadalupe Beatriz Cueva, a strong and independent woman, amazing, really, super mom. She cooked all the meals and took care of the animals on the farm, as well as her 3 children, her spouse, the host great-grandmother, and me. Next comes Emily, my 8-year-old host sister. I like to think of her as my guardian angel. She gave me the inside scoop. You know, the do's and don'ts of life in Ecuador. I knew how to adapt culturally based on what she told me and how to navigate living in a foreign country. Maria Jose, my 5-year-old host sister. She's 5 years old, but going on 30. Such a loving and affectionate young girl. She loved to copy everything I did, whether it was push-ups or jumping jacks, or maybe it was washing my face before bed. I would be standing in front of the bathroom mirror, lathering the soap in my hands, and next thing I know, I look to my left, and there she is with her bar of soap, putting it on her face and rubbing some water to wash it off. Last but not least, Sebastian, my 4-year-old host brother. This little guy loved to read. I brought picture books in English and Spanish, and he liked to read them both. He loved to listen to me read the English, and he would pick out the words that he recognized, such as car, because car sounds very similar to carro, which means car in Spanish. We would point out the images and practice saying them in Spanish and English together. These are the people I was so fortunate to live with for 7 months in Ecuador.